I would just keep it on that pad in case you have overflow.
Okay, folks, we're going to get started. There's going to be a signature sheet going around. This is a signature sheet for the communique that you agree to it. You can obviously agree to it after the fact, but these will be the initial signers. And anyone who keeps talking has to start working on next year's communique now.
Leo, can we change that last paragraph so that we sign and pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors?
Yeah. So there's a motion to that we should probably try to patent the open ontology repository.
I need the doohickey thing.
I think we might as well just patent the word open.
Peter, people want to know where the sub-wiki pages are.
Look, if you refresh your page on the agenda, then go back to the breakout group right underneath the breakout group.
Okay, folks. I assume everyone has all the sessions have entered their new material, at least on the subwikis. Or what we're doing here, I think we're roughly keeping the introduction and that requirements, and probably the conclusion. So 1, 2, and 7, but what we're doing is modifying the intermediate stuff that were the discussion thread. So we've Peter developed some sub-wiki sub-pages here. Now we have to add this yet, so okay. State-of-the-art architecture. Let's start with architecture then. Is it up?
It's getting up.
Oh, wait. Should I?
I've done a...
How about quality gatekeeping? Is it pretty much solid? If I see...
not solid.
Maybe you're accepting quality and gatekeeping as is, or... It's still under. Okay. What about ontology of ontologies? No. Okay.
Maybe they need the introduction once again.
Maybe I need to refresh, or I don't know. I thought that.
Maybe it's somewhere else.
Maybe it's somewhere else.
And then refresh.
Okay, maybe to the regular, to the communique page, or four changes. Okay.
The link that was underneath our section.
No, not at all. Could you move that to this page?
So, on the face-to-face agenda, this was just created while we broke out. Under Tuesday, the 9:30 session, we have the breakout group draft review workspaces up here. And that's where we think we're placing this, the changes for those sections. As soon as a team has their stuff up there, you know, just raise your hand and we'll go to that. State of the art's there. Okay, this is the suggested revision for state of the art. Made more compact.
What? No,
who just
got longer? Tell me it didn't get lost.
Okay, it looks shorter. Oh, maybe it's partial, you think?
No, so, it got longer by 1,000 characters.
Oh, sorry. I haven't copied it.
Yeah, okay. We'll...
You almost gave me a heart attack there. Somehow it screwed up somehow.
So it's state of the part, I think. Architecture is still going. Quality. Okay, quality is up there. Ontologies. Okay, good. Things are moving. No, we... We did sneaker net.
If you refresh.
Okay. So state of the art for ontology repositories, and you know, what I would do is look along with me here, folks. We probably don't want to read this. Frank, how about some highlights?
Okay. Leaving aside the wordsmith, we added an introductory paragraph.
Microphone there.
Can you view and create a larger font? Because I see a lot of white space on the right that can be used.
Not that. Okay, so we added an introductory paragraph stating the purpose of the section. That's the first paragraph there. We added a sentence to the second paragraph saying that the same... Okay.
It's making it more readable.
Full screen?
Four items.
Yeah.
Largest?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful. Sorry, Frank.
Okay. So we added that first paragraph there, giving the purpose of the document. On the second paragraph, third paragraph, we added one sentence stating that some ontology repositories have used the same technologies for both macro-level and micro-level operations. This was a point I made yesterday. I don't think we changed the paragraph about representations. We deleted the graph theoretic discussion of ontologies. People thought it was too detailed for the communique. Not quite appropriate. On this, ontologies have been stored in long, narrow relations. We added, in addition to triple stores, relational database and customized data stores. We did a variety of wordsmith. Oh, when we say we also need some way to support ontology interoperation by specifying mappings among entities, in addition to same as, is a, and part of, we added other mapping relationships include see also and similar to. And then we changed that last sentence. I had written it as imperative, but I couldn't persuade my colleagues. So it now says some ontology mapping consistency checking tools check that mappings between partially ordered ontologies, e.g. taxonomies, preserve the partial orders. This is the work of Cliff Jocelyn I described yesterday. Let's see. We added a paragraph on provenance that reads, provenance of definitions in ontologies is important to the credibility, scientific attribution, and regulatory compliance of ontologies. In particular, many definitions embody... There's a typo there. Many definitions are embodied. It's missing a D. In legislation, administrative regulations, court decisions, and professional society standards. And then another paragraph, provenance and other metadata are distinguishing features of recent ontology repositories. Such metadata ranges from authorship and creation date, version information, to evaluation and usage reports. Other metadata may include intended use, context. Modularization support is useful in large ontologies and for facilitating the reuse, there should be a the in there, reuse and mapping of portions of ontologies. The paragraph on rest and soap is, there's been some small wordsmithing, but nothing major there. And ontology repositories typically facilitates access to a variety of ontology-related tools. There's been some wordsmithing, but we also added inference engines, explanation, and summarization tools at the end. Oh, when we took out visualization, no longer says graph visualization in parentheses.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Any questions on this? No. Graph visualization.
So we basically made this longer, but we also occasionally dropped things out. So.
Okay, good. Thank you. Architecture.
Do you guys want me to cut and paste that?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Well, we did have a few more.
Are you ready though? I can jump ahead. Yeah, we can do quality gatekeeping. Okay. Quality gatekeeping. Do you want to highlight changes here?
There is no revisit text on there. I'm not sure whether this mic works.
Pardon?
The mic seems not to work. So the we declared victory. We had a consensus on the two questions we had. The just to remind everybody, the two open questions we had is there was the openness requirement, and the question is what is supposed to mean open when it comes to an open repository, and the question was so what criteria do all ontologies have to meet with respect to openness. And we basically had five possible candidates. There are only four, but...
There's only four here.
And what we kept was it needs to be submitted in a neutral, publicly described language and format. And the ontology must be readable by everybody. So accessible was changed to readable. That doesn't mean that the other aspects of openness aren't important. They are. And it's very important that we will have metadata which allow potential users of the ontology to see what or to recognize what kind of strings are attached to the ontology. For example, whether the ontology is open source, whether it's maintained in a process which is open to participation, and all that. So the other, so it's very important that the metadata will be is required, which makes clear to everybody what they get involved in if they use a particular ontology. With respect to the other discussion was about the quality, minimal quality criterion. The question was: how open are our gates, or is there some filter which is related to quality? And our result was that the OR registry is not that there won't be a content-related quality criterion, but that the OR registry will enable views based on tags provided by subcommunities that characterize ontologies with respect to their chosen criteria. For example, such views might select for ontologies which for specific fields of research or industries, or for ontologies satisfying specific quality criteria or levels of organizational approval. The idea is that although the repository might contain a lot of junk, if you have your view set, that you will see only ontologies which are approved by some organization or approved by the OBO Foundry, then you see only those.
A question I have, do you want this substituted for the entire content that's in your section?
We need to just change the text. And the text that I formulated, which is now part of the draft, had this paragraph on openness, and we will have to replace it with the formulation of that, and we will have to change the text.
You want it merged?
Yeah.
Okay, because I noticed that there's a partial sentence. At least there is good argument.
Oh, that must be brutal.
Okay, we just want to make sure that, we don't...
This is just the result of our discussion. I'm very happy with it because we made progress and resolved the two large questions on gatekeeping. So now we have a set of gatekeeping criteria, which is accepted, and a policy recommendation for how quality assurance, the delivery repository, will work. And...
Okay, I would make sure that Peter is updating the communique, that you work with him to make sure that this gets merged.
Yeah.
Okay, you would be extremely helpful if you just sort of give me a replacement text.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, is there any question or comment on this? Okay. Are you ready or? Okay. Architecture. Once the internet comes back. Michelle, Ravi, you want to highlight changes here?
Everything's changed.
I have a question for Leo.
Yes.
Originally, in your sections, you have like the champion's name in parentheses. I know you mentioned that the links will be taken out. Are you keeping the names there?
I'm open to anything. It was basically to show folks that we needed information from those sections.
So
we can eliminate.
During our session, we got into some details about the Federation, and then we got into some details about lots of other little things. So what we've got is a revision on the architectural approach and the core requirements, and then I have pasted in what was there previously on the summary page for some of these other sections. So the first part, the architecture approach, basically the core approach is... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was a comment there. That the core approach is something that needs to be open, that needs to be distributed, federated, that it needs to have the ability to support these other services, so you can hook in and provide for logical services, inference engines, et cetera, and that it would be to participate in this federation that you may include both open and closed content, but all metadata required for sharing must be open, and that the metadata must include the access constraints to the content. So that was a change from the original. And that over the repository would be a upper ontology. In the core requirements, these are very much along the lines of what we had started with from Todd's list. However, there are a few ones that I want to call out that were added here. Number two, the architecture shall be optimized for sharing, collaboration, and reuse. And numbers... We changed number six from the repository shall provide a mechanism to avoid intellectual property and related legal issues problems to shall address have a mechanism to address intellectual property and related legal issues. One method of addressing that could be avoidance, so it's open for that too. Let's see, seven and eight, those are kind of flow together as to what's supported within the architecture itself as far as services and external services. So the seven, that it shall include a core set of services, and then such as, these are examples, we did not scope out, you know, that's work that needs to be continued, but such as support of adding ontologies, searching, and the tie-in of data related to the stored ontologies. Whereas 8 says that it shall support additional services both directly within the province of the repository and as external services. So provide for both the a module within your framework, or provide a hook like an API to be able to allow other services access into the information and allow other users to work through those services to get at the information. And then 9, that the repository should support all phases of the ontology lifecycle. The rest of it, the management section, is pretty much from what we had on the summary page, except some of the shells have been changed to shoulds so that we don't constrain that we're not insisting on it, and so that we can make some progress with at least that it shall provide mechanisms for access, submission, governance, etc. Those are required, but that usage reports, validation mechanisms, and those are the nice to haves. We should have those, but you aren't going to say you're not an OOR if you don't have those yet. Service and application support. This list is taken actually from the Frank's state of the art, and it's just to be examples of the services and applications, and these should be supported. Others, of course, can be available. And then finally, from our discussion yesterday, the discovery support added on at the change terminology to terminology and controlled vocabularies as to, let me go back, the repository should provide a content discovery mechanism that supports discovery by, and then within the list of things that we had terminology and it's been changed to terminology and controlled vocabularies, and mapping has been added. So that's the summary for this one.
We have questions or comments on this? Yes.
One question. All the metadata seems to be should be covered also by the metadata of ontology discussion. But this is architecture group.
Yeah, I was
going to
say something similar to that, too, that there's all four of these groups are saying some of the same things, and it seems like communicate should be one piece.
Okay, I volunteer you to write that up. And I agree. I think there are threads like that. If you care to. Yes, Evan.
Can you scroll up some? There was something that said thou shalt use a. Can you?
Up further.
No, that's the other one.
Can you scroll, please?
Yeah. How far?
Keep going. Okay. There. Over the repository will be an upper ontology. What does that mean? Are you talking about the ontology for ontology? Are we talking about basically a metadata data model? Or are we talking about something which you can use to understand the different kinds of content that's going to be in the ontologies?
I think it's the ontology of ontologies plus any of the mapping stuff that we had talked about.
Okay.
Does that
do we need
to clarify
that? Yes.
I think that would
I
be good.
I think so. Okay. What I would do is reword that.
Okay.
That's 6-1, the last point.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay. Let's see. Ontology of ontologies.
So we, Michael Gruninger here. So we just had the team members up on top there. So just as a point, if everyone that was in the group, just email me or Ken, we'll add your names. Make sure your names are on the list there. We added a few additional points under some requirements here. In the first two, determining whether an ontology is suitable for a user purpose and also capturing design rationales. We added a reference to the framework for last year's ontology summit, and also added some points related to the ability to say that whatever metadata is proposed, that this is an extensible framework, so that there should be some policies for creating and modifying the metadata in this framework. And along those lines, emphasizing the whole idea of this collaborative ontology development lifecycle and guaranteeing that there's enough user community input for that. After that, we pruned the section 2, the logical metadata, cut that down a lot. And so actually, Leo, if you scroll down to the bottom, keep going to the bottom. So under conclusions, so what we wanted to do was also to draw attention to other related efforts. We had originally just mentioned OMV, but we thought we needed to include these others. And this isn't an exhaustive list, but to kind of consider these as also being candidates for aspects of metadata, and to also kind of use any scenarios we anyone develops to evaluate those, and eventually to create some common merged set of metadata there. But as before, we kind of strongly urge an empirical approach to identification and evaluation. And we also added many more references here, particularly with respect to the other kind of metadata approaches.
Comments, suggestions, questions? Okay. Okay, so I guess the order of business here then is to make any changes that you thought you needed in that. And then Peter is in the process of moving these from the subpages upward.
I have already moved Frank's into the there is a communique page now, which contains most of your original V6 plus Frank's V2, and if whichever section is ready on your wiki pages, let me know. I will sort of take that as a replacement for the original version 6 text.
So I would raise your hand if it's ready to go for the chair's individual sections there, like ontology. Okay.
One point that might be useful in when you merge these, we changed the name of the section from ontology of ontologies to metadata for ontologies. That's the term, that's the way it's expressed throughout the section. We felt the title of the section should be the same. So that may affect what you're doing, Peter.
Could you repeat that? Because I referenced the ontology of ontologies just now, and if you just changed it, what would
we changed it in the text for? But I mean, the links are still saying ontology of ontologies. So,
but the title of the section is different now, is what you said?
It's now metadata for ontologies.
Okay.
So you have to make the appropriate changes to reflect that.
So would the other chairs think about that also? Just in case you are making reference.
Yeah.
What that does for the statement in the architecture section, over the repository will be an upper ontology. The upper ontology is inclusive of both the ontology of ontologies and a mapping ontology would become the upper ontology is inclusive of both the metadata of ontologies and a mapping ontology.
Michael here. There was a little bit of discussion in our group that wasn't necessarily pertinent to our particular section, but there was some discussion about the overall motivation for the ontology repository and whether that was actually being reflected in the introductory notes for the communique as a whole.
Okay.
I'm not sure, because there was some material that, for example, Lisa and Evan had presented in an earlier telecon panel that was related to motivation. But
what we'd like to do is capture that. So if you have suggestions here, we can change this right now. In the introduction or the requirements section, is that?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'll have to look at it and dig up the text with Evan
then
come back to you.
We're still doing stuff, so if you want to do that now, then we can add it in a couple minutes.
There was also the idea of putting in the introductory section something about responding to the needs of users, the user community.
If you want a suggestion, I would actually say, either place it in or let us know where you want it.
In terms of timing, like how
We wanted this communique down at noon. And then we were going to present it, as an accomplished product at the end of the day. Then, and so what we're hoping is that we'll make these changes and everyone will agree.
So I suggest if we have the global changes, I mean, not the subsection changes, maybe we can review them now or
sure.
And then I'll just edit to the final version.
Okay, if there's changes here, Elisa's working on her additions, but, if you have suggestions for the introduction, let's try to modify it right now. Just tell me where, and can I grab the edit on this?
No.
Okay. Or can you?
Can you? Maybe
It doesn't look like I can edit here. Am I logged in? I should be logged in.
You haven't logged in. Maybe if you give me the screen.
Okay, sure. Yep. This has got the sections merged in or not?
Just one.
Okay, just one.
Just Frank's. I haven't got.
Okay, so do you want me to make modifications then, or? Okay.
You sort of guide the
discussion. Yeah. So in the introduction here, we had some comments, additions that you wanted added. Anyone? Elisa's still working. Any other additions? To mainly the introduction requirements and then the final section. So introduction. Pardon?
That second paragraph, can it be some shorter sentences? It keeps going on so many.
Shorter sentences.
just the period after standards.
These should enable.
Okay, using standards, period. These should enable
right.
Distinguishable.
Right. Just cut it up a little bit.
I'm only listening to deal.
Yeah, so using common standards, period.
Right.
Second paragraph.
Yeah.
Period. Yes.
The two IEs.
Yeah, when you want
to. Okay. Yeah, we're going to. Okay.
These enable.
Instead of thereby, these enable.
And now, in the next
sentence, you have a view of the repository as a piece of semantic web infrastructure, in effect. Is it really infrastructure? Is it not rather some kind of horizontally related piece of work rather than something which holds the semantic web together from the bottom?
Well, site I'm open to structure. Suggestions.
Well, that...
capability?
Additional support. Well, actually, this is an interesting question. So is this a support service? Is it a supporting resource? Supporting...
Infrastructure?
Well, I don't think that it's infrastructure for the whole of the semantic web, is it? Maybe it is. Maybe the whole of the semantic web is going to use...
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the whole here,
but that's what infrastructure means to me. So if I...
Okay.
Context is too weak.
Capability? That's a suggestion?
Capability is better.
Okay.
It's a bit abstract, but it's better.
Infrastructure changed to capability. People buy into that? Yeah, we'll go back to that.
Resource?
Let's do this first.
So it requires additional supporting resources rather than capabilities. Resources and capabilities, if you like, but resources seems to be better. And we believe that these resources should be...
Okay, resources?
Yeah, and we believe that these resources...
Infrastructure is changed to resources?
These resources...
Additional supporting resources, and we believe that these resources should be open.
Yeah, good.
Okay. We have two IEs here, so let's go back to that first sentence in the second paragraph. Premise, promise of semantic web. Just remove the first IE. And I would say that's enough. Keep the comma. Okay. Okay. Remove the second IE?
No. One of them you need.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe you could add after
Life cycle after which?
After, the interpretation of that data, IE is semantic, or life cycle, or some other of these things that are running through the repository. Maybe one of those words you could put in there. Metadata, I'm not sure exactly which one to pick, but it's documentation requirements using common standards.
We have infrastructure, too, I'm just reviewing, so I'm listening to you. So, you, Barry, you may want infrastructure changed here, too.
No, I find it acceptable there for some reason.
Well, no, there's that suggestion that we need something like life cycle in there somewhere. It's semantics and life cycle. Okay, yeah, I think this sentence is about the semantic web as opposed to, okay. So build, you know, building on the premise and promise, a web intended to be, you know, a web of exposed data, interpretation of that data, it's semantics using common, so all of this about the semantic web, if you will, kind of in other words, but we think we need to build on that. So I would suggest, you know, life cycle really isn't part of that yet. It might be part of what we're doing, but so it should be somewhere else here.
Right.
And if you can find that, we'll add it.
Well, and we believe these resources should be open, extensible, provide common services over a life cycle.
Should be open, extensible, and provide common services over the life cycle of... Of what?
The life cycle of
the ontologies?
Of the ontologies in the repository, or, you know, kind of the goal.
And we believe that infrastructure should be open, extensible, and provide common services over the life cycle of the ontologies.
That are captured or held.
I can't hear the rest of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those common services for the qualifying ontologies that are there.
Well, what other ontologies would we be referring to? It's only the ontologies that are in the repository we would be referring to. So, couldn't we put just period at the end?
Just period.
Ontologies, period.
Yeah.
Okay. And provide common services over the life cycle of the ontologies. Of... The, or maybe the is not necessary, of ontologies. You want the? Okay, and provide common services over the ontologies. Okay, yeah.
I have a question about the citation of the Ontolog Forum. Since
first of all, Ontolog Forum is not the only co-organizer. This is a joint
okay.
NIST Ontolog Forum ANCORE effort. And besides, I would hope that the communique represents a joint position of people outside of the Ontolog Forum as well.
Okay, we can
joint position of people who endorsed it below.
Yeah, so
are,
maybe represents the joint position of those who are engaged and who blah blah blah, and then who sign. Endorsed below. Okay. So this communique represents the joint position of those who are engaged in the year's summit discourse on an open ontology repository and those who endorse below.
One of the concerns that I mentioned and other people have mentioned is that the semantic web, although we might mention it, is only used as a very small part of the technology that people use for ontologies, and we should stress that databases, especially relational databases, are extremely important. Also, first order logic, common logic, and other extensions are also being considered and are widely used for ontology projects. So we should emphasize that this is that we don't want people to think we're just doing this with semantic web stuff.
Okay.
Leah?
Yes.
In the state-of-the-art section, we list some of those technologies and talk about them in some extent, so you might simply refer to that here.
Okay. The point is well taken. And I would actually just state, to include that point, I would modify the second paragraph slightly.
How about semantic technologies?
Then we have to back out web stuff here. So
one suggestion I had was to basically add another second sentence that says these augment existing capabilities such as common logic, database representations, and other ontology tools.
Okay, so the second sentence, we've modified this. Third sentence?
Well, it would be before the, but before we also believe.
Before?
Fourth line down.
Fourth line from the top?
Yeah, from the top of the second paragraph.
Oh. So after hand services?
Right.
Okay, can you restate what
Yes, these augment existing ontology approaches, including first-order logic and databases or something like that.
We got to change here. Hold on one second.
Okay, Peter, right here at the end of services, in this line, new sentence.
Or another way to phrase that is to just generalize the first sentence and say, we believe in the premise and the promise of semantic technologies in lowercase, comma, which include the semantic web, common logic, and other representations, and other technologies, and other, so the semantic web is considered to be a subset of what we're doing, not the major goal.
Well, yeah, but I would also, the web of exposed data and interpretation, I think that's something we want to keep in somehow.
The semantic web has received a lot of attention, so therefore we should highlight it, but
we want to include the rest.
Want to make sure that it's clear that the semantic web is only part of, because there's an over, if we consider the use of where semantic technology is applicable, databases, relational databases are still an overwhelmingly wider usage than the semantic web.
Okay, here's a suggestion. We believe in the premise and the promise of semantic technologies, including those first order logic, database technology, and the semantic web. Does that sound?
Or just based on logic, and that includes because we have other generalizations.
Okay. Semantic technologies based on logic.
Logic, databases, semantic web.
Logic, databases, and the semantic web. A web of exposed data, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
The premise and promise of semantic technologies. Including are based on, I guess, semantic technologies based on logic, databases, and the semantic web.
Does that capture? Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, I have no objection to saying something positive about the semantic web, but we believe it's a very strong statement.
Yeah.
We wish.
We
anticipate.
We speculate. We like.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you don't believe in the premises.
We affirm. Yeah, now it's the premise and promise of semantic technology. So do we believe that? So let's look at the change and see if we want believe in there. I'm a literal agnostic. No knowledge.
Maybe delete the word premise and just say promise, because it's not clear what premise is.
Good point, John.
Okay, we believe in the promise.
We don't understand.
How about potential?
Believe in Lily's promise.
Can't you? Can we believe in a promise?
How about potential, Leo?
No.
Yes. Potential.
It's up to you.
We'll be here until.
Yeah.
We.
Pardon?
Isn't this supposed to be our
well,
statement,
I thought we were trying to say we believe.
Our manifesto in some sense.
We'd like to believe.
And so, but if this is our manifesto, that we are doing this, then
that's right.
Should we not believe in our own manifesto?
Yeah. To address other people's concepts, we support.
We support the promise. Do we support the promise? I would say believe is fine, but you know, that's my belief. We know
the actual promise. Belief.
Talks about faith. We have faith that semantic web is going to help.
Actually, belief, when you take the derivation of it, it is by my life. So, if by our life, by what we do as a community, we.
Then I have totally believed.
I would say keep it. Because we have 6,000 more words to go. But again, you know, I want to make sure that it captures what we do believe. Well, the whole thing is an endorsement, so.
Do we really need to stay on say anything about our beliefs? Be more specific.
We could remove the entire paragraph after we spent a half hour on it. Certainly we can. This is our product here, so. But, you know, there may be downstream repercussions, that's all.
I agree that the whole point of this communique is supposed to be us stating to the world kind of some of our values. That's why I kind of like the word like believe every now and then. Otherwise, it's just sort of a, you know, conditional this and with disclaimer that.
Yeah.
And all this kind of stuff. It becomes very.
That's really
some of us believe.
Some of us live it.
Some of us don't. Okay. Let's see what if we keep. We're doing something. You can. Is that a lot?
It's a little notepad, a few sentences that goes in right after the present sentence.
It's too much to like
dictate, but it's not a lot.
Okay. I would say send it to Peter here.
Okay. I'll just send it to email. I'll copy it.
So is that also true if we made updates to other people's sections? Because obviously we're only in one breakout.
I would make changes and give it to your chair. Have the chair funnel it.
Okay, so email. So if we were in one breakout, what we want to make suggestions.
Oh, if you have other suggestions, well, yeah, I thought we covered those, but if you have additional ones, we can go back.
Okay, so I sent email to Michael and to Peter because I wasn't in Michael's breakout.
Okay. Did you have comments on for the ontology of ontologies?
Correct.
Okay, then we'll go back and we'll modify it now.
Okay.
As soon as we can.
Okay, so I'm right here. I put in the email check.
Okay. I'll paste.
What I would suggest is reading the rest of this introduction and requirement section. If if you're going to have suggestions on that, Mark, make a note. We'll get to that after we do these three things. And also, if you have suggestions about that final section, 7. Towards the future, or toward the future.
only editing the one document
at this point? Yeah. Now he'll do at least his comments, and then Deborah sent stuff to you. Okay.
And then I did the follow-up to I suggested an additional bullet to add under the purpose of ontology metadata, identify the link that was broken that I was trying to read.
Okay.
So, Lisa, walk me through this.
Okay, so it right after that sentence that you were just editing.
Okay, I copied.
At the top. Oh. After, we believe. Oh. Ten years and 15 years ago, we came together as a community in ontology engineering. Okay, let's review this now. A number.
Are we done with the belief yet?
Yes.
Believe in the promise.
We believe the promise. So we're now, the insertion is a number of controlled vocabularies and ontologies.
I think we can save it so we can see the bigger font.
But if you can see the bigger font, then I cannot.
Okay. A number of controlled vocabularies, ontologies have been encoded in RDF-IL and other knowledge representation languages, but a fraction of these have fostered significant reuse. While there are many issues that can limit reuse potential, significant contributor is a lack of well-specified policies for vocabulary management, metadata, and provenance specification. Several of the most prominent RDF vocabularies currently in use have emerged from a close collaboration between a relatively small community of developers and a larger community of users. The prominence of these vocabularies may be attributed to their utility, but also to the commitment made by those responsible for developing and maintaining the vocabularies to forming, accommodating, serving, and working with
community.
Accommodating
has two M's.
Sorry.
Well,
quality control.
Sorry, Rocky.
Accommodating, serving, working with a community of users.
So I don't think that prominence is a function of commitment, because the people committed might be uninfluential idiots.
Can we take out the stock?
Well, that was just a reference. Which is where some of the text came from. So take the star out, but I want the reference in.
We have our first footnote.
There you go.
Where is the footnote?
It was back.
In the email.
It's at the bottom of that.
So where should the footnote be included?
However you
want to
deal with references.
It's the first reference, except for the reference section.
There you go.
In, Yeah, that's we still, I guess, have to figure out where that one, where we're going to place that. But
is this our first reference in the whole paper?
So far.
Yes.
One.
That's fine. Put it at the end.
Do you think that it's important that it be embedded in the first that paragraph, or it seems like it could be a nice follow-on paragraph?
I just want the reference at the bottom.
I was actually linked to it.
Fine.
Okay,
that's I was actually referring to the text, and it seemed like this would be a nice follow-on paragraph rather than embedded in the middle of a paragraph
possibly.
That's already long.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's more of an elaboration, really.
Right, but it also,
he
hasn't finished reading it unless
you
had already read through the rest of it
to
figure that out.
Right, so it motivates some of the, I mean, it talks about what's missing that the NOOR will provide.
Right, which there, isn't anywhere else in the community.
And it goes into, like, too much detail and too much length in doing that, but...
Well, we wanted to at least say, here's the reason why we need to do this.
Okay, let's see. Especially when we add to the final, accommodating, serving, and working with community of users. In addition to a lack of policies and metadata, the lack of open and available infrastructure and services to support reuse is an impediment to adoption of these semantic technologies. But we also believe that making that vision reality requires additional supporting resources.
Now that's your old sentence there. So, would it be better to follow on paragraph?
It might have good thoughts there. You could break it out of the paragraph, or you could divide it somehow.
So another possibility is to extract what we just added, make it into a separate paragraph after the first one here, that we believe. Okay, does that sound better? Does it sound worse? Well... Yeah, everyone wants to go to lunch, and so do I, but... Move it to a new paragraph.
People not for lunch and will never come to lunch.
Yes, that's why I want to keep working this. Until everyone is on the floor. So another possibility here is from a number of controlled vocabularies down to...
One.
Semantic technologies go into a paragraph after this. That's one of the. That's the next suggestion.
Okay, from where?
Back up farther. A number of controlled vocabularies. Well, you just inserted.
And just make it a separate
through through to here.
Yeah.
Semantic technologies. Yank.
There you go.
And then insert it. A new paragraph right there in between. Does that look better? Looks better to me.
Yeah, okay.
Louder.
The paragraph above, the one that just came out of, see those last two sentences, it says, but we also believe, and we believe. Can just the but and the and come out, or something that seems a little tough?
Maybe. Let's, you have to, okay, he's got to get some more material. We also, so eliminate but?
I think so, and the.
No. Just but, capital W. They're making, you want to eliminate this and, or? Okay. So, and believe. Eliminate the period and the we, right? Put and. Or, I guess, eliminate believe.
Resources bad.
Supporting resources.
And the resources.
And that these resources should be open. Okay.
Resources,
so supporting resources should be open, accessible,
provided.
Okay. Save.
Save?
Yes. Okay, now we had a couple other pending changes here.
Can we get back to the unblocked forum piece?
Okay, you want to modify that? I just put that in as a kind of the direction, but you want to modify it?
I suggest that
to me, this is its beginning took place and continues, and has taken place in the Ontolog Forum. So I would keep that, but.
Suggestion is to somehow include this and the other two sponsors as well.
I think it looks fine.
Did you want NIST in there?
I guess officially it's like two triad, right?
Yeah.
Ontolog Forum, NIST, and NCORE.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
Yeah. But those are organizers and not technically the community either. So that.
The first sentence, I think it intends to make tribulations.
What?
The very first sentence, they intend to make.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
There is a past tense included in that sentence.
just makes?
Yeah, intend, I mean, just makes. Eliminate intends to. Well, this is the first sentence. This is not a good sign. We're back at the beginning.
So, I made those changes on the subpage.
Okay, I can just copy and paste.
So, makes. Okay, and we're going to keep ontolog form. Okay, now, did you want to make your changes? There's some pending here, so we don't get out of them. You had some Fabian's changes?
Where
did you change? Now, didn't he give, bring something over to you?
No, I'm trying to talk to Michael.
Oh.
Sorry. Well, where did you change?
On the subpage.
The new subpage?
Yeah.
Or I didn't get it.
So yank all the references and put them in the other?
No, this is the updated version. I added all the references that Deborah sent and the other changes that you referenced.
Oh, okay.
There were some other changes?
Yeah, is there flight information about author credentials?
Yeah.
Well, let's review what the changes were here.
We added under purpose...
Added under purpose to find information about author credentials, source of ontology reference material. And then later on below, there was a point that says the set of examples below is not meant to be exhausted. You can add more. Well, that was kind of the work in progress, so that doesn't belong here, so I took that out. And then added on the references that she suggested. So.
And then also there was a link that I couldn't expect that
which one?
That one
was
on the
Ontolog
site? So I clicked on it and I got an error.
Yeah, not found.
Did we capture the right URL?
Then there are evident my summary slides on the computer. That could have been a temporary site for wherever
you're
putting the summary slide.
Oh, I see. You see that.
May I make a suggestion?
Since all these summit material are actually an integral part of the ontology summit proceedings already, I don't think we need to restate them on the communique. So I suggest we keep external references to a minimal, because then this will be actually be a statement of beliefs. Yeah.
Get rid of the slides, references,
but we need to move them somewhere else.
Yeah,
we need to collect
all the references. No, but the suggestion was to eliminate the ontolog references, right?
No, my suggestion actually would be as much as possible remove all references, put it under, let's say, a resource place.
Outside the communique.
Outside of the communique.
Yes.
Okay.
I would support that.
Okay, and then that one reference would just be a link, like we already had one above. Right,
right, right. Like okay. They said the diagram we had last year.
Is that acceptable? Okay. So then what we need to do is yank that, you know, above the references, right? This is what you want?
Yes.
And that a substitute for the section and the communique.
We have, for example, we have 20 or so references on the repository architecture. So then you go to respective pages.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So Michael, maybe you since these are sort of subject oriented references, then you might place that under that thread page.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the architecture people could place the architecture references on the architecture discussion page.
You've already done.
And let's see, are we caught up to? I think so. The things that were queued. As soon as Peter makes his change.
Are we going randomly or are we going in sequence? I mean, there's some wording that needs to be changed here that we had agreed upon.
Which is the state of the art?
The state of the art. I mean, should it say integration of multiple ontologies? Should say interoperability.
So all your 1, 2, 3, 4 becomes 5.1, 5.2, and so on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going to get to lunch.
No, I'm just checking what happened here.
The former 5.1 was logical metadata.
I guess the 5.2 was language.
Yeah, the original 5.2 is engineering metadata.
No, it's just, it should be 5.2.1. So further up.
Is this intended to be just the next line, or?
No, I'm not sure why that was like that. So just under 5.2, just
start 5.2.1
language.
Under,
yeah, just language. No. the heading.
You want language as a header?
Language to be header, yeah.
Okay. Once language as a header there.
No, it's not that. This isn't the right page. No, that's not the right text, Peter. All of a sudden, no. No, Peter. That's old text you're editing right now.
It is?
Yeah.
This should be the new.
Well, it's not. There's something wrong there.
Yeah, the
old one. All the old text is in there. That got cut out.
The old update.
Huh?
This is the old text.
Yeah, that's the old text.
Yeah, this is the old text, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the ontology of ontologies.
Yeah.
These are the new
texts. I'm dizzy watching this.
This is the new text.
Okay.
Where it says, where it started off with.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Sorry, I just saw old text up there.
Old text. So.
Okay.
Oh, originally, I mean, now I see that this was under the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's fine. Well, I just, like I said, stuff is scrolling up and down.
Metadata for ontologies.
It's like somebody has the remote control for the TV.
I know. My husband does that all the time. He says, I don't know.
And the numbering was fine then?
The numbering should be from the 5.
Mm-hmm. 5.1.
5.2. Oh, 5.2.1, there should be a header just as language, and then that's a sentence after that. But everything else is okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll put the OMB.
Yep. Done.
We have a space up in there, but that's...
Oh,
that's a wrap. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Which section do I still not have?
Yeah, do we have comments on, any more comments on section 1? introduction. Section 2, requirements.
What was your comment about the preamble at the top, including like this encode?
I don't think this has to be. The issue was, I guess, it's the community, right? The community that Ocelot Forum and this and Encore were facilitators for bringing this community together. But it's not necessarily representative of any official position of any of those. We were facilitators. So it's really, this is owned by the community, right?
Right. One of my suggestions would be just replace it with
ownership. Yeah, the ontology community or something like that. We claim ownership of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're. By calling it the ontology community, we're ascribing it wider, I think.
All right. Who are we then?
We could have summit there three times in that first sentence.
The ontology summit.
We are knowing also that I can't necessarily speak for all men either. I mean,
but I can't.
I'm not trying to completely.
Okay, how about as part of our general advocacy? R is pretty unspecific.
We are doing ontology related to IP as opposed to purely theoretical, philosophical, scientific. So we could say ontology community with IP or IP.
I would just say R. If we don't know who we are. Of our general advocacy. The ontolog community is the ontolog forum. Or intentional. Morning star is the evening star.
Can I raise a procedural question? We're going to go away at some stage today. What will happen to this document when we leave? Because there are quite a few places where there are punctuation mistakes and verb agreement mistakes and so forth. So what will be the editing process?
We release it to you, Barry, next.
All right, that's okay.
No, it's what we want to do is clean it up. If there is punctuation, spelling errors, agreement errors, we want to capture that and make it correct.
But let's please do that offline.
Yeah, let's not get into Unicode or anything like,
it's the principle to the intent of
God. Right. I guess we all adopt and sign this and endorse this today. We'll come back with, let's say, a service release maybe in 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
We usually ask people to send in, for people who are not on site, to send in by email their endorsement and we add them. So there's one more addition anyway, and we usually give them, let's say, like 2 weeks. So maybe within those 2 weeks, if there are punctuation errors, people non-substantive errors, corrections, then we put those in.
We have substantive errors too. Okay.
Frank is.
Oh, yes, Frank.
Three yet?
No, we're on two.
Okay.
I think.
Are we on two?
Maybe we're past two. Is that any objections to two? It's, if you made changes to your name, let's see, ontology of ontologies, maybe you want change, developing metadata for ontologies.
Yeah,
point three there?
Point three.
I guess, Mike, in section two, mm-hmm. we say three, developing an ontology of ontologies. Well, actually, that would act as structure and metadata, so maybe it's redundant. Okay. Any other changes? Okay, we're on section three, state of the art. Do we have the, this is updated, right? Yes.
This is updated, but at one point during the discussion, we decided to change ontology integration to ontology interoperation, but that change didn't get made throughout the document. So on the second paragraph, it says search, retrieval, storage, search, retrieval, and integration of multiple ontologies. I think we want to change that to
interoperation across multiple ontologies.
Interoperation.
Where? Change the word support?
Change the word integration to interoperation.
What paragraph again? This is
that one.
Second paragraph.
And then the same problem occurs one other place.
So my
interoperation. Okay. There's another instance?
Yeah, there's another instance. Hang on.
The fifth paragraph, for the purposes of ontology integration.
It would be nice if that word off is replaced by among.
Here. Is that you?
Across.
Is that operation among
us? Well, you don't store among.
Frank,
but across?
Could you look at the screen? Is that the one you want to change to?
Yeah.
Interoperation?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other?
Done.
Okay. Any other changes to section three? Okay, section four. We've updated this. This is quality and gatekeeping. Does this reflect what you guys want? Any?
Yeah, maybe I just say what I think. As I mentioned, we don't need to have two of the tenets of the openness to be minimal requirements. So I added these, I removed the general openness requirement and replaced them by one and two. The others just state as the verb. And then there is a paragraph which says, okay, the other aspect of openness should be required, but it's the metadata that is submitted with the ontology is. That needs to indicate what's going on.
Can you talk into the microphone so that it gets recorded, please?
Peter, right here. The T is missing.
I said that what exactly we meant by openness and replaced the general openness requirement, which used to be in there, by two more specific formulations, which is now one and two in the enumeration. And then we agreed that the other aspects of openness are important, and so we want to enforce that everybody who submits an ontology is required to state in the metadata whether the ontology is developed in an open process and what license, what software license comes with it.
Okay, is this verbiage good that we have currently then?
We need a cross-reference to the ontology of ontologies portion of the document under the required metadata heading. Because they are supposed to specify the required metadata.
Well, where is this?
It's, I suppose, item 4. The authors of the ontology provide the required metadata.
Which is
so you could say metadata as specified by under section N below, or section
5. Section 5.
Yes, Frank.
A couple small points here. I'm not sure what a neutral language is. I think the point was just to say, I think it should just say publicly described language and format. And there's also this issue. The last thing there says the ontology is adequately labeled. I'm not sure. Labeled with what?
Adequately named? Is that better?
Adequately what?
Named.
Oh, appropriately named?
Appropriately named.
Okay.
No, it shouldn't say Fabian's favorite ontology.
Yeah. FUBAR or something.
No, yeah. No, no. We've already got things saying they have to have metadata.
Is appropriately named.
Appropriately
named.
Appropriately named. And the other back reference.
NID. Those are these little, they're hypertext links.
And then there was a comment about neutral. Eliminate it?
Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anything else in this section? Section 4.
Well,
we have a comment. Pardon?
This is only, this is not the whole section 4, otherwise there's a copy and paste error.
Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Okay. One second. Peter, scroll down. They want to see the rest. What?
Four.
Yeah, so page back up, Peter. A comment that
this it just says in particular it's the metadata that is required is specified in section 5 by the ontology of ontology in the ontology of ontology section. What we just wanted to include here is, since we had this long discussion about openness, that we mention it here explicitly that the facets of openness needs, you know, how open in the other aspects which are not required, that the metadata needs to give this information, in particular software license. That's, so it is not an final list. The list is in section 5.
Does that satisfy what you were? Okay.
Leo.
Yes.
Back to the bulleted list that we just had.
Below? Okay, right there.
Yeah. The ontology is readable by everybody? Exactly. The ontology metadata? I'm sorry.
No.
The original formulation was the ontology is accessible by everybody. People didn't like the word accessible there. The point is, there is no password protection. If it's on the website, people may read it. They don't. If it's in the repository, there. Yeah.
There but we're not going to support multiple languages, right?
Well.
I think they wanted to make a distinction between read and write.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's readable and not writable.
That was one of. Every user of the repository has read access. Maybe that's more specific.
Yeah. But, if I don't know how to read,
you're going to
send me to school?
I mean. Or.
Does this contradict what we had done in the architecture one, where we allowed for both open and closed ontologies, but that the metadata had to be open? I think this is a contradiction, so we have to have it one way or the other.
Are we agreed on that point?
On which point?
That we allow both open and closed ontologies. I mean, I don't think we had.
But open metadata.
So.
Right. It could be open too, but we did not say. I mean, we agreed.
If we're going to provide the metadata, so the user will know how the ontology is, how close, open. We need the metadata to be open, so we know what are the access constraints to that ontology.
Right. But that's not the point being discussed.
Whether it's closed.
Yeah, whether we are accepting closed ontologies in an
OOR. We haven't defined open.
I don't think that is defined.
We still specify
I would suggest to avoid the words open and closed. And be more specific, and this is just that if it's in the repository, people are able to read what is in the ontology. There is nothing like private club.
I would suggest
I'm not arguing Fabian's point.
The architecture should modify changed close to just open. Even though open, it's going to be defined.
I would avoid the word open at all costs.
Okay.
Because it's just, I mean, we spend a lot of time on discussing the word open.
It's called the open
trying to get rid of it.
Repository. So
let me get your clarification here that if it's in the repository itself, that it's not referenced, if it's held in the repository, they can see it. But if there's just a reference to it, this is kind of the difference between repository and registry type thing. But if it's referenced at another site and there might be a pay for mechanism or you have to have a certain security clearance or some other criteria, that was the point we were trying to get at, was that the ontologies themselves may not be accessible to everyone. However, the metadata over it would be, and what criteria you had to meet in order to access the ontology must be provided.
Folks, the cafeteria is going to close, so we need to. I suggest we go get our food, bring it back here.
Yeah. And that's that.
Can
I make one point?
Sure.
I mean, OOR is not being designed as the only repository in the world. I mean, there are POR, proprietary ontology repositories, so we don't have to say that anything has to go in.
So we're going to cafeteria, but we're coming right back.
But the request that we fill in the survey on the bio book when I responded by filling in the survey and sent an email to him saying that my classes were not as good as I could be brought. I think the response
I was afraid that